be Jesus and Mary. If any man minister to me, let him follow me. These are the words of our Lord in today's gospel, inviting us to serve him and to imitate him. If any man minister to me, exactly. If any man would serve me, let him follow me. That is, let him imitate me, imitate my life and also my death. So what is the life of Christ that we are to imitate? The life of Christ was not a life of living for the world and its pleasures. And this is what our Lord means when he says, "He that loveth his life shall lose it." The person who lives for the world and its pleasures, who indulges himself at every moment, and is really seeking himself, loses his life. But instead, we see in the life of Christ a life of prayer, a life of poverty, penance, mortification, sacrifice. Okay, this is what the gospel means when it talks about the wheat falling into the ground and dying, of dying to oneself, of dying to the world and its pleasures. Our Lord says, "He that hates his life." Okay, this is a hard saying for many people because of the force of the words. He who hates his life shall lose it, or rather, shall gain it. So there's a good commentary by both St. John Chrysostom and St. Augustine on these words. What does that mean? He that hates his life. St. John Chrysostom says this: "This present life is sweet to them who are given up to it. But he who looks heavenwards and sees what good things are there soon despises this life. When the better life appears, the worse is despised." Now, St. Augustine talks about this phrase, "he that hates his life," in reference to death, of being willing to give one's life when necessary for the sake of Christ. St. Augustine says, "But when no other choice is given you, when the persecutor threatens death, and you must either disobey God's law or depart out of this life, then hate your life in this world, that you may keep it to life eternal." And so we see how we must love God above all things, love him even more than our own lives. The life of Christ was also a life filled with good works, healing the sick, comforting the afflicted, instructing the ignorant. Okay, we can sum up these good works, as the church names them, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Right? So our lives as well should also be filled with these corporal and spiritual works of mercy as much as possible. The life of Christ was a life of doing the Father's will. This is what our Lord called his meat, his food, was to do the will of his Father. And so we too, if we want to imitate Christ, must do the will of the Father. Okay, for us, that means obeying the commandments, fulfilling the duties according to our state of life, accepting suffering and death, okay, when it's willed by God, with patience and love, as Christ has done. Now, if we do that, if we imitate our Lord in his life and in his death, there are certain promises attached to it. What does the gospel tell us? We shall bear much fruit. We shall keep our life unto life eternal. Where I am, there also shall my minister be. Him will my Father honor. Okay, so these are all the promises that await those who imitate Christ in his life and in his death. And that is precisely what we see in the saint we honor today, Saint Lawrence, deacon and martyr, a man who was a true minister of Christ, a man who lived a life of prayer and penance, a life of good works, especially his support of the poor, his charity towards the poor, a man who imitated Christ in his death, accepting martyrdom, being grilled alive, with patience and with joy. Saint Lawrence was grilled alive. And so in dying, Saint Lawrence has borne much fruit. He has kept his life unto life eternal. He is where Christ now is, and he is honored by the Father. Saint Lawrence, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.